Fifth grader Evan Kemp of Saminac is a weather watcher.
I'm usually in my house or at my boat, just like looking at the radar, trying to see how bad it is and all that.
You're very prepared when it comes to looking at the radar.
That's his mom, Stephanie.
At any given point in time, you're looking at the specific action and the velocity of the storm and the direction it's moving and where it's located.
They decided that his hobby could become useful for meteorologists in northern Illinois, so they attended a recent training in weather spotting by the National Weather Service.
It's much different when you're looking at a radar application on a phone and not seeing it in person and knowing what you're looking at. So being able to see both dimensions, both the, you know, the scientific dimension in front of you plus, you know, what's actually happening in front of you, being able to identify the various parts of a storm, how it's forming, being able to predict, is it it's still getting bigger? Is it going to die? What's happening? Do we need to take cover? Do we need to call it in? You know, what do we do?
They see images showing the difference between funnel clouds and scuds. Those are tornado imposters. Meteorologist Matt Mastico leads these trainings.
Yeah, we actually do have a fair amount of tornadoes for not really being like down in Oklahoma or Tornado Alley, but Northern Illinois does get a fair share of severe weather, and then we get all the seasons, and we get winter storms and blizzards, lake effect snow from Lake Michigan.
He says it's a good time to bring people together with a similar passion.
A lot of people like to bring up their stories, personal stories, but I just like to explore, you know, Northern Illinois and see what the people have to say, and I like to see everybody kind of heeding the guidance that we give them.
It's an annual event, but with special meaning this year. The small community of Fairdale sits not too far from this training in DeKalb. Fairdale was nearly wiped out after a deadly tornado ripped through last April. Two people died.
I'd like to spot tornadoes for a living.
That's 10-year-old Carter Lee sitting in the back of the room. He's wearing a custom T-shirt. Permanent marker reads, "I survived the Rochelle Fairdale tornado." It's signed by his friends. He lives in Fairdale and is starting to see some of his neighbors return to new homes.
Do you remember the tornado that happened in April? Were you home that night?
We saw it coming and we jumped in the truck and left.
His mom, Shannon, says he's always been interested in the weather, even before seeing a tornado firsthand.
He's like a little old man. He gets up on weekends and gets his juice or whatever, and he turns on Channel 362,
which is
the weather channel, and he can sit and watch it hours.
What's so exciting about it?
I just like weather.
What's cool about it?
Everything.
They took notes and shared looks when some of the images showed the destruction from their hometown. 10-year-old Carter says there are some basics when severe weather comes.
Find a safe spot, like a ditch or a basement.
Music to the ears of those gathered in this room. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.